If you have your Bible tonight, we'll turn with us to 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. We'll begin reading. Let's begin reading at verse number 11. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 11. Bible says, "For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning." I want you to notice this tonight. This is not a new message. It's what we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. You know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abide in us. Now watch this. By the Spirit which he hath given us. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will help us, on how little children live together, how we live together in harmony in the Lord. We see this, the Bible teaches us that we're all God's little children. And I want to say this tonight, they ain't none of us better than any others. No, there's no big I's or little U's when it comes to things of God. I mean, we are all God's little children. He came and he chose us and called us unto himself, and we come to him and he becomes our Lord and our Savior. He begins to give us guidance and leadership. He begins to make us what he has us to be. And little John's telling us here that we know we're little children, praise God, because we love each other. And he said, this isn't a new thing that we've heard. He said, this is what God has said from the beginning. And God had the Lord said that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. And he says he gave us a greater commandment. He said, you should love one another, love each other. I should love you, you should love me, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for. Amen. In other words, we should love each other like Christ loves us. Amen. He said he loves us. How does Christ love us? How does he love you? How does he love me? Christ loves us unconditionally. Amen. Whether we're good, whether we're bad, whether we're happy, whether we're sad, Jesus loves us. Amen. And he's there to help us along the way. He said we're not like Cain. Cain had a false premise of love. Amen. Like he pretended like he loved his brother, but he hated his brother. And he hated his brother without a cause, but because it was his own sin that got him in a mess. God offered him opportunity to bring forth sacrifice, and Abel brought a better sacrifice than Cain, because he brought a blood sacrifice. Amen? And the Bible teaches if we're going to have a sacrifice, it has to be a blood sacrifice. Cain raised the things of his own hand, of his own will, and his own volition, and he brought that unto to a sacrifice. And God told him, so said, listen, if you want to get your heart right, he said, I don't know why you're the way you are. If you want to get right, paraphrasing, he said, all you got to do is just do a little negotiate with your brother, and he can hook you up. He can give you that, praise God, that blood sacrifice you need. Your brother loves you, praise God. He's there to help you. Amen. It's basically what God was saying. But Cain, the Bible says, rose up and he slew Abel. He thought he could get rid of the, praise God, of that conviction of his own heart by doing something evil and wicked to his brother. Amen. He rose up and he slew Abel. He killed him. I guess buried him out of his sight. But the blood of Cain, the blood of just Abel, praise God, cried out from the ground unto the Lord. Amen. But so we see, he said, he rose up and slew him because his own works was evil and his brothers was what? They were righteous. Abel was doing what was right in the eyes of God. And I want to say tonight, church, it's never done to do right in the eyes of God. Do what God's word says and it'll take you places in this world. Amen. It may not make you a good friend of everybody in this world, but praise God, I'd rather be a friend of Jesus than the friends I had, the President of the United States. I'd better be a friend of Jesus than anybody I know. Praise God. As long as he's well pleased with me. As long as I know that I'm his and I know that he's mine. Praise God. I can keep my head up. And I keep shouting her all the way to glory. Looking for that glorious appearance of my Savior when I'll see him face to face. One day as an heir, a joint heir with my Lord Jesus. But praise God, until then, I'm just going to be a little child and keep a walking with my Savior. I praise God in loving and trying to love in as many as I can. Amen. That's what Jesus did. Amen. He tried to love in as many as he could. And he said, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. He said, don't be terrible upset if the world don't love you for loving me. Amen. I want to say tonight, church, don't be terrible upset if the world don't love you for loving Jesus. Even when he was here, they didn't love him. They didn't look for him. They didn't receive him. But praise God, I'm glad he made a way that through him we could be saved, that we could be born again, that we could come into the right standing with God the Father. We could have our sins forgiven, cast into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us no more. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we can rise up and we can pass from death unto life. And we know that we pass from death to life, praise God, into new life. That's when we love the brethren. I don't see how people can say that they're saved and they love Jesus and they don't love each other. The Bible says we ought to love each other, amen? He said we know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He said, he that loveth not his brethren abideth in what? Death. He said, you're still dead. You're in your old sinful way. He said, you've never been saved again. You've never been renewed, praise God, in your spirit to where you can love one another. Now, we don't have to like what people do. Sometimes people do sinful things and we don't have to agree with that, but we need to love the people that sin. Amen. We love the sinner and we hate the sin. Amen. Praise God. If you love them enough, you'll tell them. I don't know how many times how often I have people tell me, say, well, preacher, I don't want to say nothing to them. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I said, well, what they're doing is wrong. It's a hurting them. It's destroying their life. You need to tell them. So, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. So you'd rather have their life destroyed and end up in hell than having their feelings hurt. Amen. You know what I found out in my Christian life? I can talk to people that's living in sin and I can tell, and most of the time, hey, they may puff up and get mad at you, but God gets to deal with their heart. They'll come around. And I found out just about every time they get over it.
Amen.
Amen. They get over it, praise God, because they realize that you was just telling them that, and you got to do it with a heart of love. You can't do it, with a vindictive spirit. You can't just browbeat them down, just tell them how sorry and no account they are. Hey, listen, if they're living in sin, they probably already know that. They just need to realize that somebody loves them and wants to help them get out of that mess and get to a place where they can see and feel and recognize and be partakers of the love of God. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do, praise God, even today. God looks down on the wicked and a vile world and he sees all the anguish that's in it. Amen. He sees it. He sees all those that's denying and rejecting Him and pushing Him away and fleeing the church and wanting to get rid of all the things of God. God sees that. I mean, listen, we're not dealing with some senile old fella in heaven, praise God, that don't know what's going on. Amen. Amen. God in heaven knows everything that's taking place, even right now. And it breaks His heart. I was reading over there on the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus Christ when He come. Amen. And how Jesus come in and he went into Jerusalem. You know the story. He went in riding on the foal of an ass, and He went in the city, and they were saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David." Amen. They're saying, "Save us now, Lord." Amen. They was realizing who He was. Let me just, if I can find it quickly, let me just read that to you. Book of Luke. Book of Luke chapter number 19. And he's going into town. He's riding in on that ass, and they went out and they found the colt, and they brought it to Him, and they put their garments on the colt, and they set Jesus there on, verse 35. He said they went and they spread their clothes in the way, verse 36. And when He was come nigh, even down to the descent of the Mount of Olives, and the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. Amen. They were magnifying God, magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ for everything they had seen Him do. I wonder what happened, church, if we just got to praising God one Sunday night or one Wednesday night or one Sunday morning and just got to praise Him, giving glory for what He has done, what He's already accomplished, what He's already finished for you and me. We could take a recess and shout for about 2 or 3 months because of what God's already done for us. Amen. The souls He saved, the people He's touched, the healing that He's given. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, saying, "Blessed be the King," verse 38, "that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto Him, "Master, rebuke thy disciples." And He answered and said unto them, "If I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." Amen. They said, hey, them old Pharisees, they said, "Hey, listen, Master, you need to rebuke your disciples. They're getting a little out of hand over here with this Hosea, Son of David, Son of the Highest, praise God. You need to say something to them." And Jesus said, "Hey, listen," He said, "if they should hold their peace, if they didn't magnify and give Me glory, if they didn't praise Me as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, praise God, these rocks around us would begin to cry out." Amen. The rocks and the trees and the things of this world, praise God, would begin to cry out. Jesus Christ was Lord. Amen. But it gets me the very next verse, verse 41. "And when He was come near, He beheld the city and wept over it." I just wonder, if I think about this and I think about what little John's telling us here and how we should love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. Deuteronomy said, with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. And we should love Jesus Christ supremely. And we should love our neighbor, love our brothers as ourselves. And then to love ourselves at Christ, like Christ loved us and gave Himself for it. And I wonder what Jesus would do tonight if He looked down and saw us and saw the churches and saw where we are, where we ought to be, how much more He would weep tonight in the same way He wept over Jerusalem when He saw that there was no love of God there. There was no help there. There was no confidence there. There was no support there. There was no giving spirit there. Amen. Everybody was just going along fending for themselves. Do unto others before they do unto you. Ain't that the philosophy? Get them first before they get you. Amen. But that ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says that we're supposed to love each other. He said, if we don't love each other, He said, then we're still abiding in death. I wonder about the church tonight. I wonder about our people, your people, my people, us. Praise God, whether or not we really love each other or not. Makes you wonder whether we even love Jesus. Amen. You can't love, Bible says you can't love Jesus and not love your brother. Said he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Amen. Verse 16 says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Amen. And how many murderers we got in the congregation? Those that hate one another, don't like each other, don't love each other. As you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Amen. That's why the Bible says that we need to love each other. Amen. Praise God. We need to love each other. It's a condition, praise God, that we need to come in under. It says, hereby perceive we the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. Amen. I wonder how many people would be willing to do that today. To lay down our lives for our brother. For those that we say that we love. It's a hard thing. It's a hard saying, isn't it? But amen, the Bible says that we should love each other. We should love one another. Amen. We should perceive the love of God, that God, love that God has for us. And we are to be willing to lay down our lives because we love our brothers and sisters in Christ. There's coming a time, church, listen, there's coming a time when we will have to do that. We'll have to stand up for one another, and that day's fastly approaching. That we're going to have to stand up for one another and say, you know what, we're going to meet, we're going to worship the Lord, we're going to love each other, we're going to help each other, we're going to encourage each other, and that's just the way it is. Without compromise and without fear, we're going to stand together, united in the love of God, because we love each other. Amen. You know, it's easy to say that. Oh, yes, I love each and every one of you. But when the rubber hits the road, will we? Will we be able? The only way we can is if we love the Lord Jesus Christ supremely. Amen. Amen. Then he'll help us to love each other and help each other and encourage each other. Praise God. He said, but whoso hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Amen. If we see a brother or sister in crisis, and we're not willing. Now I'm not saying if there's a whole lot of people that put themselves in that situation. Amen. There's a whole lot of people that just put themselves out there in a mess, and they just counting on somebody to get them out. Man, I don't think we're required to keep bailing people out who keep putting themselves in predicaments. But when somebody comes into a place where we've got a situation and we need some help, praise God, we ought to be able to come together and help those people in those situations. We ought to love them, praise God. Let them know that we love them, that we care for them, that we're here for them. Amen. You know what happens if we don't? The old devil will grab them and take them off down the road somewhere. But we ought to encourage them and love them, praise God. Show them bowels of compassion from him. Amen. Praise God. He said, how dwelleth the love of God in him? He said, if we don't do that, he said, do we really have the love of God in us if we don't have bowels of compassion? If we're not willing to help out those that are less fortunate, those that, praise God, have come under some kind of situation, circumstance, amen, we got to be willing to step up. We got to be willing to help. We got to be willing to pray. Maybe it was a situation I had a while back, and somebody got on and said, I just can't believe you didn't tell me about that. Why you didn't, give me all the details, and so we could be. I said, let me tell you what I did. I said, I've talked to you, and I said, please help us pray. Amen. I said, I wasn't playing. I asked you to help me pray about a situation. I didn't feel like I needed to give you all the details for you to pray. Hello?
Amen.
Amen. You didn't need to be a part of all the details and know everything that was going on, praise God. I told you, when I talked to you, I called you and I said, hey, please help us pray. Amen. But he jumped on me and said, hey, you should have told me all about it. I said, I called you so you could tell Jesus, so Jesus knew about it. That you could ask Jesus to help us, praise God. That's where help comes from. I got a whole lot more faith in him than I do in them. Amen. Hey, I love them and I thank God for them. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that helps get us through circumstances. Amen. We need to be lifting him up and giving him the glory and asking him to help us. He says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen? In deed and truth. He said, little children, speaking to the church. And he said, let us not love just in word, just to what we say. Amen. It's easy to say, well, okay, you know, I'm praying for you. Hope everything goes okay. Amen. It's easy to do that. But the love, praise God, in not just our words and what we say, but in our deeds and in truth. When we take what we have and praise God, when we take somebody and ask us to pray and we take it to the throne of grace and we beg God to please touch that situation. And we believe that God will, because He said that if we pray in His name, we shall receive. He said if we pray believing, we shall receive. And so we ask God. John said we ask God, we come to Him, praise God, in deed and in truth, believing that God hears and God wants to help too. And listen, if there's anybody that, anybody, Lord lays on you your heart to help, He wants to help them as well. I found that to be true because He's always helped me to help them. Hey, these times I didn't have a whole lot more than they did. But praise God, I'm glad God's got it all. I'm glad I serve a God that owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and the hills that they roam on and the grass that they eat. And it's me that says, I don't know how a black cow, a brown cow can eat green grass and give white milk. I don't understand that either. But praise God, I'm glad God does. I'm glad He works it out that way. I'm glad He's God and He knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we need, and He loves us and He cares for us as God only can. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm just one of His little children. And I say, Lord, praise God, I know what You've got. I know that Your resources are available. And Lord, I pray that You'll just send us some help. Amen. Praise God. Send us, God, from Your abundance. He don't have to ration stuff out. Amen. God has everything that He has in abundance. Amen. The Spirit, the grace, the glory, the help, the hope, the confidence. Amen. The joy. God has it in abundance. He said, praise God, why are we skimping on God, skimping on our people, when God Almighty has it all? Praise the Lord. Amen. Just share where you can. Especially the Word of God, the confidence, the truth of the Word. Be encouragers in Christ Jesus. He said, hereby we know that we are of the truth. Amen. And shall assure our hearts before Him. He said, praise God, when God helps you do things like that and do it from your heart. Now, a lot of times we can do things because we feel like we're obligated. And have you ever done things just because you feel like you're obligated? Amen. But He said, you do it because you get to. It's not a burden. It's a gift that God can use us to help somebody else. When we pray for them, we lift them up, we encourage them, praise God. And He said, that's the assurance that we have, that we know at our hearts, praise God, are assured in that we do what we do for God's glory. Don't expect nothing back. Just expect a blessing from the Lord. Amen. He said, for if our hearts condemn us, now He's talking about condemnation. You ever know what, do you know what condemnation is? Amen. He said, for if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart. Ain't you glad for that? And knoweth all things. So now when you get to talking about the love of God and love for each other, and God knows your heart, and God brings you under condemnation. He said, if our heart condemns, if we come under condemnation, and then God knows our heart, praise God, where should we go to with this heart condition to get help? We should go to God, because He already knows the condition. If you're having chest pains and your left arms are going numb, fellas, amen. Praise God. And you seek a physician, you seek help, praise God. You hope you can find somebody that knows what's going on so they can get you some help quick. Amen. If you don't, you might go out of here. Amen. And that's the way the Lord is, praise God. He knows your heart. He knows everything. He knows everything about us already. And he said, he's greater than your heart, and he knoweth all things. He said, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, hello, then have we confidence toward God. So we know if our heart's not, if we're not under conviction, amen, what we do when we do things, praise God, and we do things for God's glory, we don't do it for ourselves, we don't get an attaboy on a pat, or a pat on the back. We do it for God's glory, that He can be magnified and lifted up so people can see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. And God can get glory out of it. He said then that our heart doesn't condemn us. We're not under condemnation. Amen. When God begins to condemn you, He begins to convict us. Amen. Not under condemnation, but under conviction. And when our heart doesn't convict us, praise God, then we know that we're on the right side, going in the right direction. But when the conviction comes, the condemnation comes, because God says, well, wait a minute, that's just wrong. What you're doing is wrong. I'm glad God shows you that, don't you? Ain't you glad He shows us when we mess up? Ain't you glad He shows you when He's not pleased with us? Praise God, He'll convict your heart, He'll condemn your heart, He'll touch your life, praise God, and just show you that what you're doing, what you're thinking, the way you're acting is just not right. I mean, there was a long time in my life, Brother Bill, I acted out a lot. I'm just be honest with you, I told you before, I had to pray, I had a terrible temper. I had to ask God, I said, Lord, I got to get a hold of this thing. Because I was acting out in a way that wasn't pleasing to God. And I had to finally get on my face, and I said, Lord, I ain't getting up here. I need some help. I need You to show me, praise God. So I don't want to do that again ever. Amen. Have you ever, preacher? Well, I'll be honest, I have, but not like I used to. Amen, Brother Bill. God put an alarm beacon down in my soul, and when I start getting going in that direction, that alarm beacon goes off and says, whoa, wait a minute, son. Here it is. This is what you asked for. I'm God, and you're not. Amen. You need to slow down, back up, take a minute. Don't say nothing right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because I love the brethren. I love brothers and sisters Christ. I love lost people, and I don't want to do anything that would dissuade them. Amen. You know, that's why He said here, not in tongue only. Our tongue is an unruly evil, the Bible says in James. Our tongue can get us in a mess in a hurry. Amen. When we get to talking outside of Christ. Amen. When we blow up before we think. It's like I said so many times before, the old proverbial rock that's thrown, it's gone out of your hand, and it's headed toward that picture window. And mama ain't going to be happy. Amen. Because once that thing leaves your hand, goes in the air, there's no getting it back. That's the way it is with the things that we say and the things that we do. Sometimes there's no way to get it back. It's done. It's done its damage. But the Lord said, praise God, if we're not under conviction, He said, praise God, then we're running right with the Lord. We're asking God to help us. And we have a confidence, not in ourselves, not in what I'm able to do. Praise God, I'm glad I'm able to do what I am now. But my confidence is not in me. It's Him that made the difference. I asked Him, praise God, and He heard my prayer, and He's making a difference in me. Just like He's making a difference in you, I can see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's changing us. He's molding us and making into the likeness of Himself. He said, then we have a confidence toward God. Amen. He goes on to verse 22 and He says this. And He said, whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Why would we receive anything from the Lord? He don't owe us nothing. We don't even deserve salvation. Amen. If we was in hell with our back broke, it's because we deserve it. Amen. But He said, whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Praise God. Because He loves us, glory to God. Because we keep His commandments, that's why He loves us. That's why we can ask and receive things from the Lord. Now let me just say something. I told a fellow the other day, I said, you can't expect to run out in the world and act like the world and live like the world and talk like the world and then expect God to hear and answer your prayers. You can't expect God to keep blessing you and helping you and pull you out of the mess you're in if you keep cursing His name and using this world in vain. Amen. Using God in vain. So you can't expect God to bail you out. Amen. You want help from God, you better get on His side. Amen. If you ain't running on Team Jesus, praise God, why should He help you? He does. He comes to you when you're lost, when you don't even know Him, don't even realize and know that you need Him. He comes to where you are and saved you by His marvelous grace. Amen. But once you make a profession of faith, praise God, we ought to live according to what God says. We ought to ask, and we ought to keep His commandments. And He said, and do those things that are pleasing in the world. Oh, did I misread? Oh, yeah, it says do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Amen. Do those things that's pleasing to God, that God's pleased with. Amen. That's all God asks of us. Amen. If we just get up every day, praise God, and say, Lord, I want You to help me do the things today that bring glory to Your name. And if there's anything, praise God, that's not going to bring glory to Your name, help me just to stay plumb away from it. Amen. You said, preach that work. I do it every day. Every day I pray that prayer. And I say, Lord, please help me to do what I do today to bring glory to Your name. And if it's anything in my life that comes across my path that's not going to bring glory to Your name, just help me stay plumb away from it. I don't care about even being near it, Lord, if it ain't going to bring glory to Your name. Amen. And then God can bless. Praise God. Do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Amen. Bless His heart. Bless His holy name. Bless our hearts. He said, and this is His commandment. Not ours, not mine, not churches, but God's. He said, this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't be saved without believing on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way you can be saved today, only way you're sure in heaven, praise God, is to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way. Have I ever said that before? Amen. Have I told you that before? Jesus is the only way. Probably about every service. Amen. My brother had COVID. And he went in the hospital. He had a terrible time, about a week there. He thought he was going to die. Amen. He was praying. I mean, he was in bad shape. And they said, well, there's not a whole lot we can do for you. You just have to wire this thing out. He said, I couldn't breathe, couldn't get no help. He said, everybody in every room around me, the doors was open. They was moaning and groaning. And people was dying. He said, and all the time, he's all the time asking me. He said, have I ever told you about the time I about died? COVID, corona? I said, yeah, about every opportunity you get. He asked me that. He said, he's talking about COVID. He said, have I ever told you about that time I about died? I said, yeah, many, many times. Amen. Praise God. But he said, Lord, the Lord's speaking in her heart. And he said, it's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of the Son, of His Son, God's Son, Jesus Christ. He's the only way. Amen. Have I ever told you that before? Amen. Jesus is the only way. He's the only help we have. Who do you call on? Amen. Jesus. Don't call on Ghostbusters. They got some. Who do you call on? They say Ghostbusters. Let me tell you, Holy Ghost, praise God, is what you need. And that comes through Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Savior. But he said we should believe on the name of the Son of Christ, His Son, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Love each other. Do you love each other? Amen. Do you love me? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you, every one of you. It's all special. Amen. Amen. I love every one of you. Praise God. Ain't got all against nobody. Praise God. And he said, he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him. Where are we dwelling at? Where are we? You could tell where you're dwelling at. Where you got your dwelling. Where are you hanging out? He said, preacher, well, I don't know where I'm hanging out. I'm hanging out with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I think about him all day long. There's not a day goes by that I don't think about Jesus all through the day. Amen. You know why? Because he's always thinking about me. And he's always thinking about you. You was on his mind even when he was hanging on the cross of Calvary. I was on his mind when you said, preacher, I wasn't even born yet. That was over 2,000 years ago. I was, praise God. Hey, yeah, but he still knew you'd be here, and he still knew, praise God, that you'd know him. He still knew whether you'd love him or not. Amen. That's why it was such a privilege and honor for him to die for our sins according to the Scriptures. So he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. Amen. So we dwell in Christ. And guess what? Newsflash, Christ dwells in us. How's he dwell in us? How's he dwell in you and me? Through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God lives in our hearts. That's why we can't do the things we used to do. Amen. We can't go out and do the wickedness of this world. We can't live just any which way, because the Holy Spirit that lives in us won't let us. Amen. It won't let us. It convicts us of our sins, convicts us of what we do, convicts us of how we ought to live. It convicts. The thing about the Holy Spirit, it convicts and it convinces. Amen. It convicts you of sin and convinces you to just go with Jesus. Praise God. He said, hereby we know that he abideth in us. This is how we know. He said, by the Spirit which he hath given us. Amen. He said, how do we do what we do? How do we love each other? How do we love the brethren? Because of the Holy Spirit that's in us. That newfound Spirit, that Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ that lives in our hearts. That God the Father has sent, the Spirit of God. Amen. That's what's big enough to help us to love people that sometimes ain't lovely. Amen. Sometimes we're just not lovable. Now, look at Brother Bill. I mean, you couldn't help but love him all the time. But Miss Jean's got a kind of a funny look on her face. Amen. Because she don't have to live with you. Because she has to live with him all the time. Amen. But we can love each other because Christ in us, the hope of glory, and the Christ in the indwelling Spirit of God that lives in our heart. So little John's telling us, praise God, Jesus come up to Jerusalem. He looked and he wept. His heart was broken. You know why his heart? Because there was no love of God in Jerusalem. Amen. They didn't love him. They weren't looking for him. They wasn't expecting him. They wasn't willing to receive him. But I want to say tonight, young, he said, if we'll just love Jesus, amen, and keep his commandments, love each other because he first loved us. Amen. He said, then instead of Jesus being sad when he comes by our house, Jesus will be glad. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'd rather see a smile. Think of a smiling Jesus than a frowning Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I want Jesus to smile on me. Because I don't ever want to feel the wrath of God and the wrath of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I never want Jesus to be sad about me and the way I live for him. Amen. I know sometimes he is, bless his heart. And he is his mercy is as David, as the psalmist would say, is new every day when it comes to me. And I can speak for me, but praise God, I'm glad he loves me anyway. And he helps me, praise God, so that he can love me more. Amen. He never quits loving me. Amen. And we shouldn't ever quit loving each other. Lord, just love each other and help each other get through whatever we're going through and just keep praising God and loving each other till we get home, amen, one day in a little while. Amen.